Cultural misunderstanding. Imagine you're in a new country, trying to order food at a restaurant. You point at a picture on the menu, but the waiter doesn't understand. You try to explain what you want, but your words sound strange to him. This is a simple example of a cultural misunderstanding. Cultural misunderstandings happen all the time, even in our own communities. We might think someone is being rude, but they're actually just acting in a way that's normal in their culture. This can happen in schools, workplaces, and even in our families. The following dialogue is a good example. Sarah treats Akira to dinner, but Akira does not finish his meal. Sarah said, "Why didn't you finish your meal? Did you dislike it?" Akira smiles nervously. "No, no, it was delicious." In Japan, leaving some food on the plate is polite to show that the host has given more than enough. Sarah laughs. "Really? That's so different from America, where people usually finish everything to show they loved it." Misunderstandings of this kind can lead to problems. People might feel frustrated, angry, or even hurt. They might not trust each other, making it hard to work together. The good news is that we can learn to avoid these misunderstandings. It starts with understanding that different cultures have different ways of doing things. For example, some cultures value direct communication, while others prefer to be more indirect. Therefore, we need to be open to learning about other cultures. This means listening to people from different backgrounds, asking questions, and trying to understand their perspectives. By being open-minded, we can build bridges of understanding and create a more harmonious world. We can learn to appreciate the richness and diversity of different cultures and work together to overcome the challenges of cultural misunderstandings.